All right, you're traveling through the lower desert, practically to the Salton Sea in Mexico. It's hot, dry, and you're looking for a place to have a meal. The last thing you'd expect to find in Palm Springs, California is a restaurant with a selection of 65 different types of fish, all fresh and ready to throw on the grill. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. One of the more pleasant surprises that I have found is fresh fish in the desert. Louis Pagano owns a very successful chain of restaurants called the Fisherman's Market and Grill in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, La Quinta, and Banning, California. He's not a native to the desert, but instead has always had a passion for the watery landscapes of the planet. He's probably visited every ocean of the world. When it comes to fish, he's the fish guy, and Louis cares what he provides the public.
I try hard. I'm diligent. It's just not one of the proteins that if I'm in a restaurant business and I got to look at chicken and beef and fish and so on. You know, most restaurants carry 3 fish items. With me carrying over 65, I mean, take fish every day. Fish is a very important thing to us. So we really are diligent on our seafood, our purveyors, people that we deal with are like family. And so I'd say from morning till night, I think about fish throughout the day, you know, so.
Mix an Italian heritage with a California coast upbringing, and you guessed it, surfing, fishing, boating, and traveling the open sea. When it came to starting a fish restaurant in the desert, Louis naturally worked with family and friends.
Being born and bred in San Pedro, all of the families from there, the Italian, Yugoslavian, Greek families that are there, we were able to put together family and friends for contacts and established a good flow of fresh seafood from the port to here. It's only an hour and 45 minutes, so it's not like we're crossing to New Mexico or something. So, and it had its little challenges, but we made it work.
Now, I thought that transporting fish would be the same as trucking a slab of beef or a bag of chicken legs. It's really not the case when you're talking about fresh fish.
Yeah, you know, most of the fish that arrives on these markets are what you'd consider H&G, which is head and gutted. So the whole loin stay intact and skin stays on it. They're refrigerated. You know, there's a couple day process. A lot of them are kept in brine, water, but they're not frozen. We're talking about fresh seafood, not the frozen side of it. And with jet travel and stuff, it gets here fairly quick. Everybody realizes that fish decomposes quickly. And so that type of protein needs to be handled swiftly. So we bring everything here quick. It's head and gutted, and then we either fillet ourselves and pin bone, or we acquire it where it's already been filleted and pin boned and then boxed and brought. Not much of it's shipped by rail or by freighter. Most of it's flown.
Successfully bringing fish to the desert and selling it at the many markets and restaurants satisfies the entrepreneur's spirit, but Louis also recognizes that a healthy water environment is critical to providing a good health source of protein and nutrients. He has seen changes in the ocean that gives him pause. Something is changing.
Fish live in water, and I think water is really the important thing. I think our oceans, our streams, our lakes, well, all of those things. But even myself, and I'm on the water. I mean, I'm an avid fisherman myself. I've seen things that I've never seen in my whole life. I'm seeing water temperatures rise here right off the Southern California coast. Just this last summer, I seen our local water temperature reach 77 degrees. That's close to Hawaiian. I've never seen that before. I've seen some peculiar things in the ocean. I've never seen squid rise to the surface in the daytime. I've seen balls of squid rise to the surface. I've actually caught them, brailed them to use them for bait, but never seen that in my whole life of being on the ocean of my 65 years. So maybe other people have seen it, but I've never seen it like that.
Whether you live on the coast or mid-continent, by a water body, or in the desert, you will experience changes that our oceans encounter through the bounty that we expect to find at food stores across our country. Water conditions are changing, It doesn't matter if it's by normal natural processes or induced by man's works. Change may bring more or less food at a cost that depends on its abundance. For me, knowing this bestows a feeling of appreciation with what benefits water brings to my life. When I return to Palm Springs, I'm going back to the Fisherman's Market and Grill. I have 64 more choices of fish to try out. This may take a while. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.